Welcome to Sleep Like a Boss, the podcast by Christine Hansen.
Hi everyone. Today I want to talk to you about a topic that comes up a lot with clients, and that is, why do I crave sugar after a bad night's sleep? And maybe you've experienced this, that if you haven't had a good night's sleep, that the next day you're just craving comfort food all day, and you find yourself gravitating towards things like that are really sugary, high in carbs kind of things, like bagels, maybe lattes, pastries, those kinds of things. And it seems to be very difficult on those days to make sensible food choices. If that's something that you've wondered about, maybe let's see what's the science behind that, why that's happening, and how we can actually combat that. Because I think if we understand what's happening, it might be a lot easier to try and avoid it. So a lack of sleep actually has significant impact on our food intake on the following day on multiple levels. And the first thing is that the body really craves calorie dense foods because it needs to keep you awake for longer, just because you had a shorter night. And that does take significant amounts of energy. And so the body's just trying to get quick energy from glucose. So carbs, basically to keep you awake. The other thing is that your appetite hormones, they're leptin and ghrelin. While leptin is the one that suppresses your appetite, and ghrelin is the one that actually signals you when you're hungry, they become dysregulated. So you actually don't have a proper signaling between I'm hungry and I'm full going on anymore. And that leads you also to just eat more. And the other thing that I find is quite interesting is that your brain chemistry becomes affected very quickly if you don't sleep enough, and you lose impulse control and you're craving reward. And reward can come through yummy, comforting foods that make you feel better. So that is also one reason why we gravitate to all of that junk stuff when we haven't slept enough and crave the sugar type things. So the amount of sleep that we get has a significant impact on what and how much we eat. And there was a study published in Psychology and Behavior in 2014, and that actually stated, I'm going to read that to you: short sleep duration, poor sleep quality, and later bedtimes are all associated with increased food intake, poor diet quality, and excess body weight. And there was another very recent study actually from this year out of the University of Chicago that confirmed that people who slept less than 7 hours per night ate higher quantities of snacks with more calories and less nutritional value. So the less we sleep, and they actually did it on less than 7 hours a night, the more people snack throughout the day and the less healthy choices they make for their snacking. So that is how the muffins, pastries, cookies get into your belly when you haven't slept well. So is there a way to fix that? Yes, of course. Ideally, you try and get sleep. But let's say you had a bad night and you wake up the next day and you're like, oh my God, I'm just craving all this stuff. And what can I do after that bad night to fix that day? And the first thing is, spend time outside, go get sunlight as early as you can and as much as you can to reset your circadian rhythm, because your sleep wake cycle isn't, your circadian rhythm is your sleep wake cycle, but it is also a rhythm of when to eat and what to eat. And if your body's adjusted again to that rhythm, you will do a lot better. The other thing is, drink enough water. Make sure that you're hydrated. And the best way to do this is actually get water and put a pinch of Himalayan pink salt or Celtic salt, just no table salt, because it's not good quality, into that water and drink it with that. It might need some time to get used to that, but we do need sodium for the water to actually get into our cells and hydrate us where we actually need it. The other thing is, eat protein with every single meal, even with breakfast, to keep your blood sugar stable and to try and avoid blood sugar peaks and these cravings and try to, through the protein, try to avoid having that craving for the sugar throughout the day. Protein, that could be things like eggs, that could be chicken, turkey, beef, beans, tofu, whatever source of protein you prefer, but make sure to eat it with every meal and start with breakfast. And if you really had a really bad night and you feel like you're not going to make it through the day, can you have a short nap? Yes, you could. You could have a short nap for no more than 20 minutes and do it before 2 p.m. Set yourself an alarm just to make sure that you don't sleep too long, that you have enough sleep pressure built up at night, that you can still get a good night's sleep. So there is actually more and more discussion in science going on right now, how a lack of sleep contributes to weight gain and how important it is to help people sleep better who also want to lose weight, or in obesity management, those kinds of things. People are seeing that sleep really has an impact, or the lack of sleep really has an impact on your metabolism, on your food choices, and that in order to manage that weight, people need to really get a good night's sleep. If that's something you struggle with, getting a good night's sleep, please reach out to us. We are here to support you in getting your sleep back, getting your energy back, and just getting a better, healthy life overall.
Do you want to know what you're going to say?